Hesley, the guy that was in charge of this Task 54, was big, you know, big. He started blessing, get off that line, and come to him, Jeff. He thought that we were Japanese, yeah, talking Navajo. Mm-hmm. He was just get off that, Japanese. He was cussing at the Japanese.
And you were just laughing.
Then when Navajo came, the Navajo means don't press the panic button, my boss.
I just would like you to sign on. Say these. We had Carl Gorman, but just tell me what your name is. I know what it is.
My name is Corporal Paul Blatchford, 5th Reconnaissance Division.
And what do you do now?
Now I'm a tribal relations officer. I work for the BIA and do relation work between the Navajo tribe and the government.
Very good.
What is the chance of our getting a scholarship for Joycelyn Smith, the daughter of Samuel Smith, a code talker with the 4th Marine Division? What's the chance of getting her a scholarship with the 4th Marine Division Scholarship Fund? And I said, Martin, I'm real glad to get a call from you. Let's find out. I do know this. That is, that when the scholarship fund was first set up, it was set up for children of the father who was either disabled in service and could not work, or for the child of a family where the father was killed in service. And frankly, this was the reason that I became active with my association, because I liked the idea that we were sending kids to college who either had no father because of the war, or whose father couldn't work. And I said, what's the situation? Is he disabled? And he said, I don't think so. And I said, well, why don't we submit it anyway? Let's put it in. Because maybe there's some different factors that go to work in this condition. So we got the school transcripts. Joycelyn Smith wrote her letter, as she was supposed to, requesting a scholarship. Letters of recommendation came in from people in this area. And 5 weeks ago, at the San Diego reunion of the 4th Marine Division, Joycelyn Smith was granted a 4-year scholarship to the school of her choice, based on her scholastic record and the fact that Samuel Smith was not disabled physically, but because of family, because of location, because of limited income, that was a kind of a disablement. And I thought that the 4th Marine Division did the greatest thing they did since they organized in 24 years. So when Martin Link said, Lee, would you want to talk to the group about the advantages maybe of joining division organizations, I'd like to remind you that I'm with the 4th Marine Division Association, and we were lucky and fortunate that by a special vote of the entire membership of the 4th, we got Joycelyn Smith a 4-year scholarship. I think it's the proudest thing they ever did, with the exception of bringing the code talkers into Chicago. But I want to remind you that the 1st Marine Division has a scholarship fund. The 2nd Marine Division has a scholarship fund. The 3rd Marine Division has a scholarship fund. I believe the 5th Marine Division, and I'm not so sure about the 6th, because the 6th, as you recall, was the last division formed, and it was made up of veterans from other divisions. I think the average dues for an association is something like $3 a year. Every one of these associations has an annual reunion in some big city. In San Diego, we were very happy to see three of our 4th Division Code Talkers show up. Samuel Holliday was there with his nice family. Mr. Kine was there. Harrison Lapahi was there. Albert Smith was there. Oh, wait a minute. No, I don't think Kine could make it. You weren't able to make it.
No, I couldn't make it.
Yeah, you had thought of coming, and you couldn't get there. But it was nice to have them on hand. I think they had a chance to see what was going on and visit with old friends. You have to judge for yourself whether you'd like to join your own division association for the $200 that they charge per year. It might not be a bad idea because it keeps you informed on a lot of their benefits. You get a newsletter every 3 or 4 months from the association, and you certainly would be welcome, I'm sure, at any one of their division reunions. I believe all the divisions have associations, and I'm going to make sure that Ben Frank, that fellow that's here from headquarters with the mustache and the beard, he's with the historical division of Marine Corps headquarters. That beard and mustache, he looks like anything but a Marine. We got off the plane at the same time, and he says, I'm with Marine Corps headquarters. I said, I don't believe it. I said, I haven't had enough time with this mustache and sideburns. But he said that he would make available to Martin Link the name and address of all the executive secretaries of the division association. We got a $3,200 scholarship for a very fine scholar here in this area named Jocelyn Smith. I would be thrilled to learn that the other divisions can start bringing in some scholarships here where they qualify. My original statement was I would rather talk to you on why it would be very much to your benefit to also have a Code Talker organization. Because Code Talker organization, you're not an individual Carl Gorman talking to this group saying we have a project in Window Rock or Fort Defiance we'd like you to support, or Dan Key speaking to someone out here and saying, well, we've got the Code Talkers who are visiting and we have a project, we want to build a hospital, we need some help, or Mr. Kine, or Good Luck, or Sam Holliday saying we'd like to. But as a group of a very select, important group of men who made a great contribution to this country, I think you can have a powerful political, fraternal. I can see many fine things that would happen. Anywhere along the line that I can help, I'll be happy. Any questions on division associations that you might have?
Paul,
want that in the book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're in the hospital.
Well, I was in the hospital at Corona Naval Hospital in California when I first came back from overseas. And all these fellas, you know, that know me. And they said, Chief. Call me Chief. Of course, I'm a Navajo, you know, and they call everybody Chief as long as he's an Indian. And these girls, you know, these nurses, they begin to think, you know, that they think that I'm, you know, I'm kind of a, you know, I'm an Indian. But then one day, one of these nurses asked me, she says, Chief, how did you rate to be Chief? She said, well, I said, I was a natural born Chief. And, well, why are you Chief? Right? And she thought that I was Chief Petty Officer in the Marine Corps.
Mr. Ballone is descendant of chiefs in reality, not just a Navajo.
Hey, chief, you know, I thought he met me, so I started going over there, and he had the other petty officer came. We both got together, and this man looked at us, and he said, which is the petty officer, chief so-and-so? He said he was. And then he looked at me, and who are you? I said, well, everybody called me chief. So then he looked at petty officer, looked at me, and he said, well, he's the real chief, he said.
Carl Gorman told the last story.
After the war.
Did you box during the war?
Yeah, we used to fight in L.A. After I got out, I used to fight around the Flagstaff and all along that 66 route.
Did you get into some of the
you have a copy of it.
Marine Championship?
No, I never did have a chance.
Well, I got a copy. You didn't get a copy.
I won the Golden Glove in the three states in San Francisco.
He won the Golden Glove in three states in San Francisco. What year was that?
That's 1932, I think.
1932. See, that was before you were in the service. Yes. So you were a boxer when you went in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. We've been listening to Ambrose, A-M-B-R-O-S-E, Howard, H-O-W-A-R-D, Senior. Your seven children all been to college. That's quite a record, isn't it? Do you know another Navajo can match that? I don't mean the seven children. I mean all going to college.
One's graduating in first semester. That would be our last.
Last child.
Last
you know, there are seven children who've gone to college. Isn't that a record? I thought that kind of thing you'd want.
Really interesting, a lot of things that I didn't know about Navajo, you know, and
chipped it and Guadalcanal, and I was staggering up there, and as soon as I got into the ship, there one of the officers hollered, "Hey, chief!" And I thought he meant me. I started running over there, you know, ready to salute. And then there was another, you know, warrant officer, chief. That's what he meant. Which is worn off the so and so, he said. So this is the heel. It was really embarrassing. Who are you? I said, "I'm Navajo chief." I said. So that's the worn off. He looked at me and said, "No," he said, "officer, he is the real chief." He said. Well, anyway, that's something. Keep your, you know, cool. I'm really proud of the what Navajos that are here this morning to carry this on, because I know this was going to happen. We got squaw dance going on. We got the rodeos, they call it rodeo, from the state where I come from. It's the Hollywood style, you know, rodeo. A lot of these Marines are over there now, probably taking part or looking on, but I'm glad you folks are here. And what I would like to bring up is we should organize ourselves here while we have a chance. And Lee Kennedy and Mr. Martin, they started all this. Now, they want to step out. Fine, that's fine. That's the way we would like to have. But we still want them to give us advice of how to organize. Because you know how us Navajos are. She told us they don't think of other or see how she get up there. Oh, hey, Kachiki, you know, that type, petty thing. So, I would suggest that they stay in the top until the ship starts rolling out of the bay, you know, pretty good. So, the organization, Mr. Evans, Njungo Pieri, Niti Yaki, you have all the opportunities of getting these GI rights, the Bill of Rights, and we're entitled to all these. Joe Conde, you're not organized. You got to be organized before you could ask for these help. You know, and the best part of it is that they have this office right here in Window Rock. It's not in Albuquerque or Phoenix or Denver. Most, just like some of these big offices that are supposed to help the Indians. This is right in our midst. I'm glad Mr. Leslie and Evans are right on the ball, you know, and we should get right behind this organization, and they would help us. We would organize bylaws, so that's what we should do today. Boy, we'll vote on it. And probably the man that you are supposed to elect as a temporary chairman would have to be from this area. Because I'm away from here. So I cannot come in. It costs me $200 every time I fly in here. I haven't got that kind of money. Wait until we get organized. According to that, we probably have a lot of money, then you can pay my. Let somebody from this area, temporary chairman, or maybe Otto, and then we with the help of the veteran, Veterans
Affairs.
Veteran what?
Veterans Affairs.
Veterans Affairs.
Yeah.
the important thing we did during the war time on was we knew all the people coming. And this is our language. We not only are sad to have been a member of being a co-talker, but this will be a great credit to our nation, the whole nation, I think. So by being recognized from the outside, from Washington, we might thank our people with this organization. No? Sometimes organization is something that can, if we get strongly, we can even ask for things through our organization for our people. It would be great because we serve our country. We were not forced to join it, but we volunteered into this Marine Corps. We want to serve, and there was lots of promise was made to us when we were civilians. No? For myself, no, I volunteered 3 times before I got into it. I was turned down 3 times. That's my plan as it is. But I think being organized in an organization is something like that, not taking it as a bunch with a different division, but coming in just in one bunch or a unit. Like the guard here said, kind of said, I think it would be referred to it, you know. Have a chairman, vice chairman, continue to on. We mentioned this, trying to organize. We were in Chicago, and we mentioned, we remember that we were appointed to hire a judge here to some way get started, but they're near Window Rock all the time. We mentioned these people that are confident, they might get interest, and we can get started. So I'm very happy, this is something that we'll get started. So I don't think
Don A.K.
Sweet and drink at all. But I need to have that deep sweet.
Jimmy King with just the speaking.
May I at this time recommend by acclamation rather than by seconding my motion if the gentleman that made the previous motion would yield. I would like to request by acclamation that Mr. Gorman be our chairman pro temp. I would like to amend my motion by saying that I would like to, by acclamation, ask Mr. Gorman to be our chairman pro temp.
Jimmy King, speaker. From the floor, what officers are we going to elect today to act as a committee or the organization, heading the organization for 1 year until the next reunion, and we'll re-elect. Is this the idea? And I'd like to get a suggestion from the floor. We're going to have a chairman, president, whatever you might call it, the head of the organization, and a vice chairman, secretary. And of course, we got to have some kind of dues. I'm sure that we'll have to have a treasurer. If you want to combine the treasurer and the secretary in one office, it's fine and dandy. Then, like you suggested to start with, have a representative in the committee from each of the six divisions we have in the Marine Corps. Now, this will be a well represented organization in this, if this is what we care about. I would like to have a suggestion right now from the floor of what officers we'd like to have in this organization. Is that an agreement with everyone? Real good idea.
I think it should not be confined to both offices. I think it should be confined to all members. All matters that happen.
Well, that's up to the group. I thought that the organization would be confined and be an entity in both offices alone. I don't know if this is the general thinking or not, but. This is up to you. Now, we include the other Marines, it's fine and dandy. There's a lot of Marines there. Our Naval boys are Marine Corps now. If you want to include them in, that's entirely up to you.
to have a volunteer to keep notes for this particular during the election vote is what we want to do. So we have it on record. Anyone who would like to volunteer for that. But I would like to, you may take the tape with you. We wouldn't have any access to this for some time. Oh, real good. However, I would like to entertain a motion from the floor for the chairman to head this organization. Then we can talk about the incidentals or how we're going to organize and all this. But right now, I would like to entertain a motion from the floor for the president. No, I don't think so. The only thing is this, if we can organize and the gentleman we select remains, we may, this is the reason for the vice chief or whatever you might call it, coach office chief, to back him up. Now, what do you think about that? We'd be willing to, I'm sure that the person that we select will be willing to serve. I don't think he'll remain on this in any respect. I'm entertaining the chairman for our organization. Go ahead. The chairman. Do I hear a second on that? We got James Nonkai has been nominated to. As the first candidate for the chairman. Any other nominations from the floor? Teddy Draper, senior. Who's second that? I'd like to have a second on that. Okay, Ambrose, second. Mr. McCabe, William McCabe has been nominated. Mr. Blackford, second that motion.
Second the motion. I nominate John now.
I'm kind of like born the one I'm doing. There's no second on that, so nominations, motions been made, nominations be closed and seconded. How shall we vote on this, secret or just by standing there? I think it'll be just by hand vote, open vote. Okay, I'd like to, first of all, we'll take in the order that there are nominated. May I see the people? Hands that are for Mr. Nakai. There's one more. Teddy Draper. Watching a football game, and a bird flew overhead and dropped on this one person. And said, "Why does it have to be me?" I will never volunteer for anything again. This bird incident was no volunteer. I was next to it. We'll entertain a motion for vice chairman. All in agreement say aye.
Aye.
Well, he's been nominated by acclamation. McCabe? Mr. McCabe has been nominated. Mr. accepting Thompson's nomination. And Frank Thompson, likewise. Mr. McKinnon, you're the new Treasury Secretary for the coming year. Yeah, first one division personnel standing up, so you'll be recognized.
First
Marine Division. There's only 3, 4, 5. There you are. You got Thomas McKidd, Jimmy King, DeLone. Mr. Jimmy King has been released in second. Nomination. Second Marine Division, they were a senior stand up, so we can recognize you see who we're voting for. Second Marine. Come on, stand up. there you have it. Now I'll entertain motion for representative Second Marine. Draper. Josie, and Luxford, and Foster, and Merrill right there. Sandra. Draper has been nominated. He's been second. Thank you.